Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting third. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford throws the ball into Grich, who tags Taylor, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Howard reaches second base with a double. Freehan goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Tigers, 1. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates takes first base on ball four. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Buford moves to third. Rettenmund moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crowley hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Frien strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oates bunts towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oates for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally strikes out. Frien drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McNally out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rettenmund. The throw from Frien and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Blessed pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Ike Blessed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blessed hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blessed for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Frien takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bellinger. Horton scores. Stanley moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. It's Orioles, 5, Tigers, 5. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Alexander. Stanley scores. Rodriguez moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverry pinch hits for Johnny Oates. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor pinch hits for Doyle Alexander. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Andy Echeverry now catching. Rorick Harrison now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Marvin Lane pinch runs for Frank Howard. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Willie Horton. Mickey Scott now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman bunts towards first. Powell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherman bunts towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. Brinkman moves to second. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe is walked intentionally. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherman covering, for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.